There's all different types of black people in this country, and we have three very different ones chatting up each and every week on the Blackstalgia podcast. Hear about funny moments in our personal lives, check in with the black pop culture, and connect with some of the dopest memories that we all have. This is the Blackstalgia podcast with Kelby, Carmella, and Rashawn. And just a reminder, this is a home for the holy, the toxic, and the ratchet. We don't judge over here, okay? Blackstalgia podcast. We'll see you soon every Tuesday.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
what do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
NBA time. First question I got for y'all. It's the same question I've been asking for the last four weeks.
Don't you open that
I'm opening the shit, bro.
The NBA series is bullshit,
I'm over the shit. Q. Mm-hmm. The only real nigga I see on this channel right now is Jimmy Butler, a superstar.
How are you going to disrespect LeBron James by opening this shit with this bullshit?
You say the best for last. That's what they told me.
Jesus Christ.
Is Jimmy a superstar? All right. I'll just assume that we'll be starting here. So, yeah. I think we have to put him here now. I think that we're at a time now, man, where we got to begin to define the game for ourselves and begin to define the game as like the players kind of see it, bro. Because I think that we disrespect our own eyes and we disrespect our own knowledge and we disrespect the players when we don't abide by what they have to say in terms of how they interpret the game. Because it's like they're living it at every point. How can you say that a superstar is only a superstar if Skip Bayless says it, or if Zach Lowe says it, or if Stephen A. Smith says it? We need to begin to look at guys who are like in the league, like, no, bro, it's hard to guard Jimmy. That dude's a superstar. And I think that we can definitely have our own opinions and have our own little barbershop twists on it and whatnot. But at the end of the day, guys like Jimmy have been proving for a long time that they can put their imprint on a game. They can put their imprint on a playoff series. And we give guys like Paul George years ago, I mean, probably like last year, star quality. Well, so if that's what a star is, Jimmy leading his team to this finals under the harshest circumstances, in my estimation, that has to put you at least super, like the lower tier of superstar, man. He is at least a superstar. He's cemented.
100%. And I've always said, like, he is that I think he's that player that is the definition of the difference of a superstar and an all-star. He's the last player on that superstar list. Like, you list all the superstars, he's the last one before you get to start naming the superstars. And any given night, he can move up that list, right? Because you summon things that are special. And sometimes he plays a little bit below that. But we know this about Jimmy. And we saw it, literally saw it. He left it all out there. We saw that. Superstars do that. Champions do that. Dudes with major hearts that deserve to win because they put in the work. They don't cheat the game. That's Jimmy Butler. And, you know, would I want to personally build a franchise around him? Probably not. But do I want him on my team? You motherfucking right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much the best way to put it, FIFO. He teeters that line. I think, like you said, I think he's a superstar if you ask his teammates. Because I'm pretty sure he you know, and I'm not there, so I wouldn't know, but I'm pretty sure he led that team. And there's no way that team would have made it that far without him and his presence and his leadership. So in that sense, he's a superstar, and you do have to game plan for him. So more than anything, you gotta be prepared for Jimmy in that team. Now, you got other threats, of course, but that in that sense, in his all-around game, he's a superstar. And the Max Braun bucket for bucket, in those games that he did, not every game, but those games that he did, that said a lot.
So, you know, to your point, Shelton, as well, LeBron has won a championship with three different organizations.
Only player to do it, NBA history.
Only player to do it. Jimmy Butler, and this shows the difference, but also the value of Jimmy. He's taken three franchises that have not been to the playoffs in some time and got them far. Minnesota, before Jimmy got there, not a playoff team. Got their playoff team. Philly, right? What was Philly doing? Philly is a first or second round loss, right? They went, you know what I'm saying? He elevated that team, let's be honest.
They're one shot away from the
Eastern Conference. One shot away. Lost, you know what I'm saying? For the Eastern Conference final. Now he goes to Miami, first year with a whole bunch of who the hell are these people? You know what I'm saying? They became household names because of Jimmy. Bam gets respect, obviously deserved, because of Jimmy. Jimmy was the guy that was the controversial guy. Can we win with Jimmy? Is Jimmy ruffled too much feathers? Is Jimmy this? Jimmy that? Jimmy wins, but he not winning championships. That's the difference between being at a top three on that list of superstars and being toward the bottom. You're going to win. I love you. I love to. I don't know if I'm going to build around you, but shit, I want you on this squad because I know that you bring a certain level of pedigree and tenacity to any team. And if a team cannot handle Jimmy, you're not ready to win. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm. What you think, B?
Yeah, I say no.
My nigga.
You know I'm saying the only reason why. Nigga. I mean, I said it last week. I said, like, I feel like in FIFA, you kind of made my point a little bit saying, would you, to me, I consider a superstar somebody you're going to build around. Like, if you got Jimmy Butler, are you going to build around this guy? And if you feel like you're not going to, if he's not a type of player where you can be like, let me grab Jimmy Butler, let me just get everybody else, let me build around him. When I start my franchise, let me build around Jimmy Butler. If he's not that guy, to me, he's not a superstar. Another criteria of mine, personally for me, that I put in the superstar, you got to have stats. You got to have pretty great stats. And you got to have some type of individual accolades, I think, to be considered a superstar in the league. If you look at all the superstars in the league or people who we consider superstars, at some point, you know, whether they made it long in the playoff, made a playoff run or not, they got individual accolades. You know what I'm saying? MVPs. Defensive accolades, you know, stuff like that. I just don't think Jimmy's almost there. I think people just get so caught in the moment right now, like what he did this playoff. What if Jimmy Butler get second round exit the rest of this playoff? I mean, the rest of his career. Are y'all going to still say he's a superstar? Like, I got to see more. I got to see like more for him to be considered a superstar. Because like when you look at superstar, so you putting him on a level of like the LeBron, the Steph Currys, the Giannis's of the world. Who else?
I think he's better than Giannis at this point.
Oh, no, I went home.
I'll go there. But that's just me because yeah. I think we got to begin to develop different terminology, bro, and begin to have our own definitions, I guess.
If Jimmy is a superstar, based off what we saw this postseason, is Jamal Murray a superstar? I mean, it almost sounds like y'all saying, no. If based off the criteria which y'all saying about Jimmy, then Jamal Murray's a superstar.
Nah. For me,
you know what I'm saying? The way that y'all putting criteria on Jimmy Butler, you might as well say Jamal Murray is a superstar.
Nah, you're going to the other extreme. Jamal Murray ain't even the best.
I'm not saying that Jamal Murray is. I'm just saying based off what people criteria y'all giving y'all the way y'all giving Jimmy Butler, you know, you might as well say Jamal Murray is a superstar.
But so Jamal Murray ain't the best player on his team.
Yeah, and here's my point, man. Is I feel like the way that we talk about superstars, man, and the way that we talk about Jimmy, to me, and this is not shots at anybody. To me, this is just like the confusion of what ESPN and media has done to what we understand with our eyes to see. And it's like Jimmy by himself. Well, two games against LeBron and AD, and to your point, BZ, even if he does go second round for the rest of the time, you know who he'd beat? Allen Iverson. Because AI did the same thing. He got one game against a Pantheon team.
Also, though, but AI got accolades, too, though. Individual
he do.
Accolades.
He do, and he was an MVP. He was an MVP. But I got, man, this to me, this Heat team, if they can do anything that replicates or comes close to this, they will go down as that legendary, like, Heat team, man, that almost went seven games with LeBron James in his – should have been MVP season, and Anthony Davis, and it should have been Defensive Player of the Year season.
Matter of fact, and Q, you helped my argument too, because I think you said something like, I can't believe it was you or somebody else in the Dead End Sports crew. Mm-hmm. Like, Jimmy Butler is the Chauncey Billups of, like, was that you that said that? Was like, Someone said like
it wasn't Q, but it was somebody else.
Someone said like because Chauncey Billups was like he was a dude that had great right. playoff like runs and great. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, it's factual. You can look it up.
Right,
Chauncey Billups had great playoff runs. I mean, in the sense that we won a championship. Mm-hmm. Did we consider Chauncey Billups a superstar? No, even though he was a Finals MVP and we won a championship with the Pistons. Chauncey Billups was not a superstar, though. Like, no one considered Chauncey Billups a superstar in the league during those Pistons run. Come on.
My argument, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's you. No, I was just saying,
I was going to say the B's point, though, Q, and this is where I have to agree with B, is the fact that superstars lead the league in something. AI didn't just lead the league in points, he led the league in steals. You know what I'm saying? Superstars, they'll lead in something or multiple things or be top two, top three in multiple categories.
Do superstars lead their team as a fifth seed to the NBA Finals? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like we're talking about
was
like
Latrell
Jimmy
Sprewell
can't
superstar. He took the eighth seed in Knicks.
Was Latrell Sprewell at any point ever as sought after as Jimmy Butler was in his prime of
yes.
his youth? No. Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York.
Golden State, Minnesota. But, what are you talking about?
Fam, he had about 10 teams interested in Jimmy Butler in 2015, 2016. And that was never a thing for any player of Jamal Murray or these people's caliber. And the criteria that I'm at is that you have to be sought after as a guy to be a contender for a championship. And let's not fall to the propaganda, because after Minnesota, there was a very clear smear campaign against Jimmy's character.
Agreed.
As if we can't understand that Andrew Wiggins and Karl Towns really don't want it that badly as Jimmy. And Jimmy can get his own shot. Jimmy has been in Defensive Player of the Year conversations. He's been a guy sought after in free agency multiple times as the guy. And he took his team as a fifth seed, beat the MVP. Now, this is not to say that Jimmy Butler is a top 10 player, but I think that we can, as a top three, top five player, but he has worked his way into that 10 conversation. He is one of the 10 guys I want to go to war with. I'm sorry.
But he's not a top 10 best player, though. Like if we're talking mentality though? And toughness, Jimmy, right. Jimmy's like top three. But we're talking like, The player? Jimmy's not top 10.
He's at least top 15. I would say top 12.
I think he's top 10, man. He's worked his way in the top 10, man. Like, People were giving Paul George the 12th best player in the NBA, and Jimmy was not even making top 15. He has leaped these people. Okay. I would rather have Jimmy at this point than I would rather have guys like Paul George. I'd rather have guys like him over Victor Oladipo. I would rather have him over guys that, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of top 10 nods. Like, to me, we put Devin Booker in as a top 10 player, although some people do, in terms of talent. But it's like, Jimmy has produced. Jimmy has taken teams to the playoffs. Jimmy has been the deciding guy. He was the one who put the Sixers in the best position to win. It was Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid who didn't close out on that Kawhi three-point shot. Jimmy Butler, on the other end, took the ball with 21 seconds left right to the cup, and we were tied up. That's a superstar mentality. He can get his shot. He can create his own shot.
He's not a superstar.
And he's not top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Q, by saying that to me.
Who are the superstars in the NBA? Who are the superstars?
Okay, and I was going to get to that. It just that statement feels very emotional. It doesn't feel like it's rooted in logic. Like, okay, number one, LeBron. Right?
Okay. The greatest player of all time. All right.
Yep. KD.
Okay.
Steph.
Yes.
James Harden.
Sure.
Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard is not better than Jimmy Butler.
Woo!
I'm not taking him on my team over Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm not taking him on my team. That's just for me personally. If we're talking opinions.
I told you
not to open the show with this bullshit, man.
You know what I mean? You know why you brought me here? Because I bring the ruckus. All right.
What did I walk into?
I'm taking
that is a that is a unique conversation. I want you to finish the list.
Okay.
But Dame and Jimmy are damn near the same player. Okay,
we could put,
for different reasons. Obviously.
We could put Dame over here on the side as a questionable.
Okay. Sure. So you still at four?
I'm still at four. I'm going through the NBA. AD.
Damn. Okay.
I'll give you AD because you just won a title.
Sure. I'll give you that. Default. He won the title.
Danny Green won that title.
Give me Kawhi.
Okay. I'll give you
Kawhi. Give me Giannis.
I can't say Giannis is a superstar. I'm sorry. I cannot. I will not let I will not let I will not let narratives drive this. I will not let narrative will not let drive how we view players. I love Giannis. He has not taken his team to the finals or to the brink as the guy. Jimmy just did that. Michael just did that. Superstar. Without Bam, without Goran Dragic, went against LeBron James, the greatest player or second greatest in many people's estimation, and we're talking about, is he a superstar? But yet Giannis gets carried and propped up by the NBA, gets all these tic-tac Kit-Kat awards. We're talking about LeBron's Mickey Mouse ring. Well, Giannis' Mickey Mouse awards in the last 2 years has produced nothing. But Jimmy Butler, everywhere he's been, has won. And so now he got his team within two games of winning the finals. Within 2 games.
But Giannis is a superstar, period.
He is. And here's the thing.
He's a star to me.
I agree Jimmy's a superstar. But he's just not top 10. He's at the bottom of the list. So I'm going to keep going.
He only got to 8, I think. With he ended on Giannis.
It's not that many.
What, superstar?
It's not. There's not that many.
Why are we doing this?
There's not that many. And I feel like it's okay to say that, somebody worked their way into superstardom.
Joker, next person. Damn, show ain't no superstar.
Jokic is not a superstar. Not yet. I really feel like we can say that somebody broke through to superstardom. Why do we act like Jimmy can't just be a superstar for this next 2 years and then he's not
going to be a superstar of two damn games, bro.
It's not just two games.
It's a body of work. It's his run to the fucking finals. No one outside of Miami-Dade County thought that he was going to make it to the finals with that roster.
Kendrick Perkins.
Yes, he did.
And who the hell listened to Kendrick Perkins?
Unfortunately, too many people. But, he beat a weak-ass Minnesota, Indiana team.
Oh, not a weak-ass
team. Indy was weak.
So was Portland. And so was Portland. But go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you. They overhyped Portland.
But Dame is a superstar for sending Paul George home.
But Dame has a lot of moments that Jimmy don't have.
100.
Superstar moments.
Does he have a finals berth?
He don't have.
Does he have Jimmy a finals berth?
Jimmy just got his moments.
Does Dame have an NBA finals moment?
I said playoff moments, and Jimmy just got his.
I'm just saying,
Dame was a superstar. Dame is just a superstar just off of who he is and how he played. We talk about Dame Leonard. Nobody fucking talks about Jimmy fucking Butler.
Has Dame
Leonard And they should, though.
Why?
Hold on.
Why should we talk about Jimmy Butler, bro?
Dame Leonard, first of all, shoots from 40
and goes home every year.
Where the least amount of points he scored was 45.
I'm going off of what B said, too. This is what y'all both agreed upon, mm-hmm. I think. You said accolades, and you also got to lead statistics. Has Dame Lillard ever led the league in the points? Has Dame Lillard led the league in assists? Has Dame Lillard ever led the league in steals? Has Dame Lillard in rebounds? Has he won an MVP? Has he won anything?
I'd build around him.
But he's a superstar, and Butler's not.
I didn't say Butler's not.
I'm saying that Butler is not a superstar.
I'm saying he is.
Me
I'm
and
saying he's at the bottom of the list.
The realest niggas in the room right now is saying that he is not a superstar. You're not gonna elevate this man because out of body experience is in the
out of body.
Out of fucking body.
He did it twice.
Yeah, and he died, came back, and died again. And LeBron
can the Laker fans speak, man?
Come on, man. You just Miami Heat had to play perfect to beat them.
They had no Goran Dragic or
and when they decided to dispose of the motherfuckers, they wiped them motherfuckers off the planet of the map.
The fact remains though, Ken, that Jimmy Butler carried that team on his back. And he did it.
Oh my God.
Carried?
Carried? Y'all caught up in the fucking moment.
They caught up in the moment.
A 40-point triple double.
Miami.
Let's not forget Jimmy Butler went disappeared against Boston.
Was the leading scorer for the Heat in the first three rounds. Do you know why Jimmy Butler had to play this out? He had to take up for what the fuck the leading scorer wasn't there to do. Y'all motherfuckers talked about Bam Adebayo more than you talked
that's
about
true. Him. I never said
that's true.
I never said that. Ken, I was all
out-of-body experience.
Nah, Ken. Bam on me. Hey, Ken. I said Bam was going to get washed by AD.
Hey, Ken, don't forget Jimmy Butler went missing in that Boston series.
Say what, B?
Jimmy Butler went missing in that Boston series. Let's not forget about that.
Hey, who's cooking, B?
Tyler and Robinson.
Okay, pause. No, Nick. Pause right there because this is what I don't get. We let narratives and media drive our definitions. If we're talking about who didn't show up, then why is James Harden in FIFO's superstar list? Stop talking about these arbitrary ass definitions. They have nothing to do with what people are actually seeing on the court. That nigga came out and dropped two games on the Lakers. They were supposed to sweep them. They had no Bam. They had no Goran Dragic. They had hobbled ass lineups. And that man pulled two games out to get them there. He knew what he had to do to get his team there. Okay, we can say that he took a couple of games off. Okay, does James Harden not take games off? Does Dame not take possessions off? Does Giannis not take whole quarters off? But yeah, then we want to tell that these people are superstars. Why can't a man break through and become a superstar, have a short-lived prime as a superstar, and then retire? That's possible. We act like that's just an impossible thing.
What's wrong with being a star? What's wrong with being good?
Because that's not what a star does. Paul George is a star. Like, Paul George is a star. Brandon Ingram is a star. Brandon Ingram is a star.
Paul George is done, bro.
He's a highly paid role player.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, Aaron Gordon is a star player. Like, Zach LaVine's a star player. Bradley Beal is a star player. Like, those are star guys. Like, Ben Simmons is a star player. We're talking about people who have literally dragged people to the edge to look at glory. And y'all want to tell me that people who ain't even sniffed it are better than what Jimmy just did over a 3-year stretch. He has worked his way up. What was his last elevation? Literally a missed shot in the second round. His next step, he went to the finals. And we're not saying that that's not progress. He's progressing into his prime. This is the prime of his life. He will probably have 3 more years of this. And that's it. And no, we can say that he's a
y'all
superstar.
Y'all
going to
forget about this motherfucker in 2 weeks.
Ken just got something against Butler.
I don't have anything against Butler. I have something against all y'all motherfuckers.
Can I say something?
All y'all motherfuckers is who I have something against. He's sitting there trying to say this motherfucker is a superstar.
Hey, Ken, hold on real quick, man.
I ain't going to say he ain't done shit.
You was about to go ahead and say shit. Talk how you want to talk, Ken. Nah, don't stop now. Go ahead. I see the vein coming out. Go ahead and say what you want to say. No politics, no BS. Say what you want to say.
Jimmy ain't done anywhere near the shit that he's done up until now. He got carried to the fucking finals.
He ain't get carried.
Everybody except Jimmy Butler. Yes, he did.
You see what you did, bro?
Who put Boston away? It was Bam Adebayo. He won that game for them.
Really, it was going tragic.
He was chilling.
Goran Dragic was the guy that was killing for Miami for the last 2.5 rounds, man. Let's be real. I mean, he was. But look, Jimmy's a hard guy to evaluate because to me, like, Jimmy, he has superstar intangibles, but he has, like, role player to, like, star game. If that makes sense. Like, to me, like, I don't, like, his game, nah, his game, I like Jimmy Butler. Like, he's a, look, Jimmy Butler has grown on me. because for a long period of time I was with the rest of the fellas, man. Jimmy Butler's okay. He's good. He's a poor man's PG. That phrase is terrible now. Obviously, I know that. Jimmy Butler has raised his game with this finals performance. Absolutely. I don't think anybody can deny that. What he did in this finals has to be awarded and merited. That being said, we having the wrong argument, folks. Superstar, star, who's a star, who's a superstar, all that is nonsense to me. I don't look at superstar, I don't look at star. I look at who's transcendent and who's not.
Right.
Because that word superstar and star gets thrown around way too much. You know what I'm saying? Like in the 90s, Mitch Richmond was a star. Borderline superstar. Was he transcendent? Was he Michael? No. Was he Charles Barkley? No. Was he Karl Malone? No. But in this era, like, we throw superstar around way flippantly. Like, you got people telling me that Nikola Vucevic is a star. Like, what? No, he's a good player. It's a good player. Like, that's it. It's okay to be a good player. It's good to be a solid borderline all-star player. Remember when the Sixers and Elton Brand, I don't know what the hell he was smoking, paid, what's my man?
Tobias Harris. Philly,
Tobias Harris, superstar money, and then people are mad that they're not getting superstar production? Like, because we throw that term around loosely. He's not a star. He's not a superstar. Tobias Harris is a good to very good player. That's it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
He's a solid player, like 18 points a game. Like, you know, underdog, he had his best season. But I think that's a good point, man, because it's like, I think that's what we have to begin to define shit as. Where it's like, can this person, are they Pantheon? And if they aren't Pantheon, then maybe there is another way to qualify them as guys you want to build around, but then there's just Pantheon guys. There are building block guys.
I call them immortals. I call them immortals. Like, yeah, is James Harden immortal? Is James Harden a god? Is he an immortal? No, he has godlike performances.
Yeah.
Right.
But when it records most, playoffs.
But when it matters most, James Harden comes up small. Constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've always been hard on James Harden.
And putting it that way, it does make a lot more sense. Like you said, though, building around him, Jimmy Butler elevated the level. I don't think even on the court we could see his contribution to that team. But that team is a lot better with him on it than without him.
And, absolutely.
And I agree with you. I agree with what you said about that point. Putting it that way, it makes more sense.
Jimmy left the Sixers, and we lost in the first round.
That's it.
So it's just like, it's simple, bro. Like, I'm not trying to really, at this point, the most I will budge on is people need to give that man way more respect, because we give a lot of chokers. We give a lot of guys who say, oh, well, the coach didn't want me to guard Jimmy. A lot of room. Whole lot. And then when it's guys who produce, guys who win, guys who put it on the line, I see Jimmy in the same vein of mentality as a guy like a CP. He doesn't, obviously he's never been as good as CP was at his peak, but that he has that mentality. And to me, he has the superstar intangibles with the ability to affect wins. He's taking you to the playoffs at least. And he might be able to mess around and get you deep in the playoffs. And what we've seen now with the finals with just bare minimum talent. Give Jimmy some more talent the same way that LeBron got a transcendent guy around him. Let's see what they do. Like, I don't know. We just got to begin to evaluate these players as how guys in the league talk about them more, man. Like, these guys in the league talk about Jimmy like, yo, he's an absolute dog. Like, yo, Jimmy's a superstar. Like, Jimmy does all the little things that you all don't see. Jimmy's in the huddles keeping guys in line. Like, Jimmy's the coach on the floor. Like, those are superstar intangibles to me. And I think that even if you want to say Giannis and those guys are stars and superstars, that's fine. But we just got to give Jimmy more respect.
You know what? Go ahead, Manny.
No, I was going to say, if Paul George had every bit of intangible that Jimmy Butler has in his veins, Paul George would be a superstar, would be a transcendent player. But he doesn't have it. And that's what's keeping Paul George out of that discussion, out of that. That's what makes Paul George a laughingstock. Paul George carries himself like he's a superstar, but he constantly comes up like a role player or a star, or at best a borderline player.
Yeah, I think
Jimmy.
I
was going to close with this. Jimmy is the guy that plays with the superstar, to me. Jimmy's the guy. He's the Robin to the superstar. Yep.
He's Nightwing, bro. He ain't just Robin.
Oh my God.
He's Nightwing.
Look. Look, here's what I say, and I like what Q said, and that's why I was like, Nick, let's not start with this bullshit, because it's taken away from what Jimmy did, because we're arguing about what Jimmy ain't. At least I'm telling y'all what Jimmy
you telling me what
I'm
he ain't.
Telling y'all what Jimmy ain't.
We trying to celebrate Jimmy saying. Over here. You over here talking shit.
But Jimmy deserves...
Huh? I said, Ken, you on one tonight. I see.
I mean, I'm just saying, Jimmy deserves respect for giving us six games, because we thought it was going to go four, and then we thought it was going to go five. And we at least got a chance to enjoy the finals, which most people came into the finals not wanting to even watch, because they thought it was going to be boring.
Let's be fair. The fact that we got, as a Laker fan, I'm going to talk about shit for a little bit, because I missed the first part.
I was going to give you your time, Manny. Shit.
Let me add this point, though. Let's be fair. If the Lakers don't BS around for two games, this really would have been a sweep. Like, let's be fair.
Y'all literally are shitting on Jimmy Butler.
I just gave Jimmy Butler his flowers. I just gave Jimmy Butler Jimmy
and Butler. You pissed his on him by just saying that.
No, I'm not pissing
you
on him.
On the memorial.
It's more me talking about my team that we didn't take care of business. We came out bullshitting in game three and we got caught. You know what happened? The Lakers thought that Miami was going to lay down in game three, and they had another thing coming for them. If the Lakers, and even with all that, the Lakers probably still should have won game three. And then we won't even talk about the debacle of game five. Danny Green is still not welcome in L.A., even with the ring. Like, like
Danny Green get a ring?
I just can't believe we're talking about a guy who took, like, people who are trying to claim his GOAT to six games, and we acting like this dude did not just do this. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I really believe that we are downplaying a guy who gave us one of the best finals games we've seen in the last, like, 5 years. Like that back and forth between LeBron and Jimmy, who has ever – bro, Steph can't do that. We've seen him pass the ball in those moments. He can't do that. Jimmy went bucket for bucket with the second best or the GOAT in many people's eyes for two games by himself, really, with not a lot of help. Goran, the plantar fascia tear. You had Bam, who looked atrocious because you obviously know that he's not right. And then Harrell's scared shitless. And Duncan Robinson was the only one who showed some fight. Jimmy, for two games, took that game from LA. The same way AI took that game one from Kobe and Shaq. And as Sixers fans, as Philly fans, as sports fans, we put AI in the hall just for that. Yo, you got us one against guys who went almost undefeated in the playoffs. The Lakers went 4-1 in every series. The only ones who almost went to seven was the Lakers with the Heat. And that has to show for something, at least on just marks on a guy's career, that when Jimmy retires, we are going to look at this and be like, yo, AD, if he gets two more, how does this make Jimmy look? This is not an unwritten, this is not a fully written story yet. We just got to put more respect on Brad Nash.
All I'm saying is, we talking about Jimmy Butler. We ain't talking about Jimmy Crackhorn. All right? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Jimmy Butler. Give that man his respect.
And I want to. But you know what, Q? While you were talking, when I'm watching the finals and I'm watching Jimmy play, I'm like, Jimmy is not this fucking good. That's what I kept saying to myself. Every day when he was playing out of his fucking mind, he is not this good. And they were pissing around and making him appear to be better than what he was. He did fucking positive affirmations throughout the whole finals. He managed to give Duncan Robinson some Jesus juice, and this motherfucker couldn't miss a goddamn three. They fucked around. Game five, they should have won, but the Lakers didn't care about them that much that they decided to come out with some arrogance and say, we gonna wear the mama jerseys, and motivated them motherfuckers, and that's how they ended up losing that game. And they came out, and you know what? They set the record straight, and they beat the shit out of them. That's what it was. That's what they should have did for four games straight, and they didn't. They didn't respect
another person who some people say I don't respect as much, but I'm gonna respect now. I'm gonna give him his flowers. I ain't gonna do no backhanded shit like Ken and Manny. LeBron James. LeBron James won his fourth NBA title. his third MVP, finals MVP?
No, fourth.
Finals.
Respect.
I was just, I didn't know. You know the numbers. I forgot. I didn't know if Kyrie won that one or he did.
I see what you did there.
All Bron titles have been with final MVPs.
But I'm going to give the floor to the biggest Laker fan here, Manny. All right, go ahead. Talk about your boys. I'm gonna tune out real quick.
man. Well, championship number 17 has been delivered. It's a good day. It's a good week. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that this was a shock. I mean, look, it was expected. Once you get LeBron James, once you got AD, I mean, you're supposed to win a championship. And I said it at the beginning of the year. This was, you know, especially with the GOAT, with Golden State being down, this was a must-win championship for the Lakers, and they took care of business. You know, I don't want to get into asterisks and, you know, does this championship count more or less? Look, the Lakers played in the same situation that every other team had to play for, or at least 22 other teams that were invited to the bubble.
Right.
They were supposed to do. You know what I mean? I think it's disrespectful to start talking about asterisks and, well, if this champ, if the Lakers had played this, or, you know, because the narrative is already out there. Well, if the Lakers had played the Clippers, who? Well, they didn't. The Clippers nutted on themselves, so they took care of themselves. You know, I don't want to hear that. At the end of the day, we took care of business with the situation and the platform that we were given. I'm not even going to get into the whole LeBron GOAT discussion. I said this on a podcast earlier. I'm just over it, man. Once Kobe died, I was just over that whole GOAT discussion. Like, for real, like, honestly, we just wasting our time. Appreciate players' greatness for what it is. I'm not going to get into the GOAT discussion. If somebody wants to put LeBron at number one, sure, go ahead. You know, have fun. You know what I mean? If you want to go with Jordan, great, have fun. Kareem, Magic, whoever, have fun. I'm not getting into these GOAT discussions, because honestly, who's wrong? Who's wrong and who's right? If all of us say Jordan, half of the population will say we're right, half of the other population think we're crazy. If we say LeBron, it's the same thing. So realistically, we're really not gaining anything by having these discussions, man. But, you know, it was a great championship. The city of LA, I don't know if y'all seen the videos and whatnot, is going crazy for this championship. 10 years is a long time in Lakerland. You know, I know some people want to discredit that, like, 10 years ain't been bad. Look, I was watching Laker games with Robert Sacre, Wesley Johnson, and Kendall Marshall, you know, in my starting lineup. The fact that my man Kobe went out his last years playing with these bums that you couldn't pick out of a lineup. That's rough for L.A. That's rough for L.A. It's like I tell everybody, man, when you're used to eating filet mignon, it's kind of hard to go back to hamburger helper. So, you know, we're back where we belong at the top of the mountain, you know. And hopefully next year, you know, Pelinka and Genie give LeBron and AD the supporting cast to defend it.
Hey, Manny, you're right. Kobe did go out playing with balls, but LeBron won a championship with some balls. Because I'm telling you, boy, some of those guys.
Here we go. Here we go with the like the Lakers. Others weren't as good.
I'm saying this adds to LeBron's legacy in my book, because those guys were horrible. I ain't gonna say
what guys were horrible.
Danny was not that good.
Kyle Kuzma was horrible.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope just started coming on late.
KCP hit a couple shots. He was horrible too.
Caruso wasn't that amazing.
Caruso wasn't that amazing. That's where I disagree with you, sir. Caruso's a winner, man. Is a winner.
He can't make a shot to save his life.
Bro.
We don't need him to make a shot.
Because you got who?
Exactly. But that's like saying we need That's like saying the Lakers needed Michael Cooper to make a shot. Like, no, they didn't. They had Magic.
Kobe needed Robert Horry.
You know what I mean. Like, Alex Caruso brings a skill set.
I'm just saying, Manny, don't try to hype up this Charlie Brown looking motherfucker as the next one.
Kobe, six for 24.
If Alex Caruso played on your favorite team, y'all would love Alex Caruso too. He's the type of player that you hate. If he's in the team, you think he's overrated. You love his energy if he plays on your squad.
I don't think so, Manny. I think that he was in the right situation. I don't think he was anything special to hate order.
But does any? But does any? Look, I'm not sitting here. I'm not sitting here telling you. I'm not sitting here telling you Alex Caruso is the second coming of Steve Nash. I'm not telling y'all that. Alex Caruso is an other. Alex Caruso is a role player.
He's not the second coming of Evan Fournier. He's not even the second coming of Seth Saturansky.
Like, we don't need him to be any of that. Hey, Evan Fournier ain't got a championship.
He don't got LeBron.
Evan Fournier didn't start game 6 of the finals.
He ain't got LeBron.
Hey, real quick, Haley Race did a super chat. We appreciate you as always, Haley. She said the Lakers have 12 championships, not 17.
She's a Boston fan.
If she's a Boston fan, I don't want to hear it. Matter of fact, if your franchise don't have more than 5 championships, I don't want to hear no debates.
That's not, you know, she said that.
Like, if your franchise, doesn't have at least 3 championships in the 21st century, I don't want to hear anybody else talk.
All I'm going to say is this, is that LeBron James, congratulations for your 4th championship. I think he will eventually get to 6. I'm going to put that out there. I think 6 is on the way. And Manny, I was only saying that as really an addition to what this championship means, because y'all can package up some of those players to get a guy that you need. I was just playing around with Trade Machine today. Y'all can package Kuzma and Marquise Morris to go get Terrence Ross from the Magic. That's a nice little pickup. You can play Jeff Green on a veteran minimum to come and play to take some of the load off of LeBron. I don't think that LeBron had the best supporting cast. I really believe that he made those guys so much better than what they were. AD elevated, and they rode him when they needed to. He was a defensive anchor. And, man, this just puts LeBron in a class of his own. I'm not going to get into those discussions.
Right. You know what it was? Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you this was the 2000 Lakers, 67-15 with a deep starting lineup and a deep bench. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. This is one of the great Laker teams of all time. No. Right. I don't even think delusional Laker fans will tell you that.
Right.
That being said, I think this was a team. Keyword team. Like, I've said it all year. The Clippers, hands down, have more talent than the Lakers. Like, I don't even think it's a debate. But what the Clippers don't have is they have that intangible. They don't have that camaraderie, that team. Like, this year, all year, this team has played together. This team has played. Every guy has known their role. Now, they haven't played it to their best of their abilities, obviously. Kuzma, I'm talking to you. But, you know, every player knew their role, played their role well. And that's sometimes outside of talent, that's what you need.
Danny Green had one of the most horrible finals in the world. I've never
seen playoffs
in my life.
Listen, he's stealing $15 million. I know that. You're not.
What I'm saying is LeBron is that team. There's all that other stuff means very little. You put LeBron out there, that's the whole thing. Because even AD was disappointed if you really look at it in the grand scheme.
He was hurt. Take LeBron off of this team. Take LeBron off this team. They don't get past Denver.
Take LeBron off this team. They wouldn't get past Charlotte right now. I said, this team is horrible.
That's cap. That's cap.
Yeah, I say, take that hat off.
Hey, but
take that hat off, bro.
That's cap.
This speaks to LeBron's greatness at that point, because, like I said, you name me 5 players on that team that's worth it.
Now y'all being
disrespectful.
Manny, Rondo was your third best player. Manny, Rondo was y'all's third best player. And you know that most of those guys are going to be gone in about a year. They have to get better role players around them.
Right.
That's true. I'm not disagreeing with y'all. Y'all acting like we basically won with, you know, D League players. That now y'all going to
you did too far there.
Allen Iverson had a better supporting cast, and he gets dragged for having an awful
game. Come on, Q, you know that. I'm gonna be harder on you.
Allen Iverson had the defensive player of the year and the sixth man of the year. Aaron McKee is better than most of the players on that team. Yes, Kemba Mutombo is better than most players on that team. Bro, defensive player of the year, sixth man of the year, coach of the year, MVP on the Sixers 0-1 team. LeBron took Caruso. Caruso's an office max manager.
No, do this for me. Do this for me. Let's take AD, LeBron, and Rondo out of the picture. Tell me somebody else who had a nice finals. Like they just did something.
But what y'all are saying, I can say that about a lot of championship teams.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
That's like me saying,
take Rasheed, Ben Wallace, and Chauncey Billups out of the 04 Pistons. What are they?
Rip Hamilton.
Rip Hamilton. Rip Hamilton and Tayshaun Prince. Yeah, that's going to win you a lot of games in the East. Like, come on. Like, stop. Take Kawhi and Kyle Lowry off the last year's Toronto team. What are they?
Van Vliet is still a guy. Van Vliet.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, they showed up.
He was the most improved player at that time.
That's all we're saying. We're not saying that these guys are stars. He
improved that much.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, look. I'm going to send you this Danny Green highlight tape that I saw made on
World. Dog, you don't have to tell me about Danny Green. Danny Green is the shit. What school did Danny Green go to, by the way?
Oh, my God.
He was supposed to go to Duke.
He went to Carolina. That's why.
Danny Green was the Millsaps of the Lakers in that finals. He was
crazy. Look at the Warriors lineups, Iguodala, you got
that's
guys like Ian Clark.
I'm
going down the timeline. We can talk about the Warriors. You got Iguodala, you got guys like Ian Clark, you got guys outside of Draymond Green.
Jason Kidd was 40.
He was still contributing, is what I'm saying.
JJ Barea.
These were good players.
They had moments. Those guys, the Lakers had, nobody had a moment.
So we're going to act like KCP didn't hit some big shots?
Are you saying that would you rather have KCP or 2011 Terry, what's his name?
Jason Terry?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Come on now.
I'd rather have some KFC than KCP. All right, I'll leave it at that. My question to y'all is, will the Lakers make another title run next year?
Yes.
Hey, no, man.
As long as you have LeBron James and AD, you have a seat at the table as far as the championship contention. Now, this means a lot coming from this man.
I want y'all to understand who we're talking to here.
I'm a LeBron James hater, but it's a business deal with me. As long as this man wears the purple and gold, I will affectionately root for him. As soon as he leaves the franchise, it's back to fuck LeBron. I've said it since day one. That being said, so disrespectful.
Why you don't like LeBron so much, Manny?
Oh my God, man! Let me get don't. We don't have enough time, bro. I joined the show.
I love that he went to the Lakers and won a championship. It's like.
You have to eat it all.
Yeah, I know. I did.
2020, but anyway, man. It's 2020.
It's 2020. What I'm saying is, do the Lakers need to make additions? Absolutely. I don't think they should get crazy trying to get four superstars in there, trying to build an all-star team, because I don't feel like that's the route either. Like, you've proven that you can win with a competent. We'll debate that how we will. A competent set of role players. Like, I don't feel like they need to do that much. I do think that they need to add some pieces here. I want Jerry and Grant. Like, I feel like he would be the perfect addition to this
LeBron
roster.
LeBron was already in his ear.
He'd be the third best player. Y'all got JaVale McGee, Caruso, Markieff Morris, Danny Green. And KCP and people.
I'm higher on Kuzma than you guys are, but Kuzma's I would agree. Kuzma needs to leave LA, man.
Yeah,
Kuzma's done. He needs more shots. He's not a guy.
We should have kept Brandon Ingram.
BI is the same issue. He needs more shots. Yeah. Y'all need guys that can step in and fill that shot.
But if we had to choose between BI and Kuz, I would have rather have kept BI. And I said that the day we made the trade.
Y'all can't get AD without putting BI in.
We should have strong-armed New Orleans. You know what we should have did? AD's not going anywhere else. You trade him. Go ahead. Trade him to the Knicks. Or go ahead. Trade him to Boston. He's leaving after the year, and he's coming with us anyway.
You don't know that. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
If he would have went to Boston, they would have won the finals.
and he would have pulled the Kawhi and left. You and I both know this.
And it's really just about roster construction, man. It's just
leverage is everything, man.
It's the roster construction that I see is the only thing that they need to improve. They do need to improve that supporting cast. You cannot go in to another season when you're getting guys like Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson back, and they have a second pick, and they can do a whole bunch of whoop-de-wop and get another third star. You have to go and try to swing for the fences on guys like Zach LaVine's. You have to wait for 2021. If you can't get a guy, you wait for Bradley Beal. You do need that third guy because LeBron will be 36, 37, going on 38 soon. And you do need that second guy who can run with AD, and they can use LeBron more so as that point guard pure. That's what they need. So that means you have to have guys who can knock down shots. And that's not going to be coming from guys like, in my opinion, Kuzma. It's not going to be coming from a high clip on guys like Caruso. You have to go find those snipers. You have to go find those Jeremy Grants like you're talking about. But he's 100%
from three. I agree with that. But honestly, right now, obviously, a lot of things can change from now to January, February, whenever the hell this next season starts. But right now, the only team in the West that I'm scared of, honestly, is Golden State.
Oh, like,
no other team.
Not the Clippers?
Nah, man. They got to take care of their own house.
Man,
Okay, I'll throw Denver in there.
Guys like Gallinari, guys like Jeremy Grant, you got guys like Joe Harris, you got guys like Jrue Holiday that are available. You're going to see guys try to make a move, and that's what the Lakers need. They need to get in on one of these guys. Like a guy like a J.J. Redick coming over on like a trade whatever.
Oh, man.
Are you saying they should go out and get a Bradley Beal? Because that's hitting a home run. Or should they just go for like a Jerry and Grant, a Joe Harris? Good players that fill a role, that fill a need, mm-hmm. obviously. Shooting. Mm-hmm. The Lakers need shooting. Joe Harris fills that need.
Mm-hmm.
Should they go that route?
Yeah, I think you go with role players right now. If you can swing for a Beal, you don't want to leverage your future on it. But to me, Beal, guys like Beals, guys like Zach LaVine, those are guys that are primed for a trade, from primed to make a new destination. And ooh, I think that's precisely
Zach LaVine go there, go to LA. Damn.
That's precisely what you need.
Danny Green, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee. Aside, why can't they just run it back?
We'll be back after this quick break.
You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong.
What's up, everybody? This is me, Dante Nero, and I want to tell you about my show, Man School 202. This podcast is about sex, relationship, and life advice. We give you that kind of advice and direction every single week, with me hosting, with my boy Harry Turjanian and my other little dude, Andre D. Thompson. So subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
It's not going to be enough for the West.
Why not? It was enough.
I feel like they could run it back.
No, of course, sir. Manny, you feel like they could run it back. No, you still high off the damn.
If you told me right now, the only move the Lakers make this offseason is a Jerry and Grant. Okay, we maybe give up a Kuzma. We trade a piece. All right, let's just fantasy basketball for a second. If you told me right now, Jerry and Grant is the only addition that this team makes, I feel like with Jerry and Grant, this team can run it back.
Utah coming back. You got Denver coming back.
Utah.
I think Utah can make a run.
Hey man, I'm gonna be honest with you, Manny. I
Mike Conley, 46.
Y'all laughing at Utah wasn't scary.
Man, get out of here, man. All respect to Quinn Snyder. We know what school he went to.
I think Utah and Denver will be teams you don't want to sniff at. Nah.
Please don't bring up the Rockets.
You know how I feel about the Rockets. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shelton. Go ahead.
The Lakers, like I said, I give LeBron all the credit in the world for winning this championship, but this championship was based off the scenarios falling perfectly in their favor. They didn't go out there and just dominate this thing. They had favorable matchups in every round. Plus, at the timing of everything, the way everything went, it just fell.
Whoa, and that's narratives. That's narratives now, Shell. I'm not going to let you get away with that comment.
What I'm saying is, next year, if those bounces don't go that way, like, you know, they faced the Portland, you know, coming off that long run that they went on. It's tough to come out and get up again to play. And I'm not making excuses. They still
have to win.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, though, is that Shelton's right because, bro, they got 2 months. Everyone got 2 months off. Everyone got refreshed. Everyone was able to get in the gym and work on new stuff. They actually got an intermission in the season
right.
to go get ready for the run. This is not to detract from LeBron. This is just to say that this is how the cookie crumbled this year. Are we saying that if they have to go into that 2 month runway to get to warming up for the playoffs and right before the All-Star break and after the All-Star break when you really put your work hat on, what do you really saying for the Lakers if you're running back with Caruso, KCP, you're not really trying to improve at that point. You're just trying to hope that LeBron can replicate this gargantuan effort that it took. Man, this was a mental like battlefield, just as much it was a physical battlefield. And LeBron just happened to win. So I think you got to take into account that 2 month window, bro, that joint reset a lot of teams.
Absolutely. It helped a lot of teams. I don't even know how historically we're going to evaluate this season because from the standpoint of did players overperform in the bubble because they had those 2 months, you know what I'm saying? Like it's hard to evaluate. Right. That's a whole separate podcast for another day. That being said, I'm not sitting here telling y'all, yeah, the Lakers should just make no additions, run it back with everybody. Of course, every team has to try to improve their roster from a year to year perspective. Absolutely. You'd be an idiot not to, but I don't think they should go crazy. I don't think you should mortgage your future because I think the Lakers do have to think about their future too. You know, LeBron's getting older. You know, AD's still young, getting into his prime, arguably, if he's not there already. You got to think about what's going to be life after this current roster, current group of Lakers with LeBron. If he retires in 2 years, you got to think about what that's going to look like with AD. Obviously, if AD's still there, they're playing at a high level, healthy, you're going to be able to attract free agents. So I'm not too worried about that. I just don't want them to go out there and start fantasy booking. Oh, yeah, let's go out and get D-Rose, Bradley Beal, and two other 4A players. Like, don't do all that. Don't do all that. You already have the chip.
Yeah, I think people made a great point. Like, the future was already mortgaged when they went and got AD, unlike the Clippers that worked out, and they got a championship. You know what I mean? So I think at the end of the day, I think they'll be happy with that.
Yeah, know? If you win a championship,
why you always got to bring up the Clippers?
All fucking year long.
Come on, bro.
If you win a championship, it's worth it.
About somebody absolutely. That ain't done shit. The lucky leprechaun champ that Kawhi Leonard is.
He ain't lucky.
People spent all year telling you that the title go through LeBron. All year long. He spent all year long. You, Shelton, all y'all motherfuckers kept hyping up the Clippers. So yes, every single goddamn time, I'm going to remind
you. I was just about to say,
the Clippers that's the team with the most pressure next year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, look, that's the team with the most pressure next year.
Hold on.
Yeah, my only fear was that the Clippers didn't spend enough time together. They ain't playing enough ball. That was my fear.
They just weren't right. They just weren't right all year, man. That team, you can't just throw people together, man.
See, and that's the issue, and thank you, Ken, for bringing that up, because I was going to bring that up a little while ago, but I let Manny have his moment. But the thing is that, look, I'm not going to get into the GOAT conversation either, but of this era, the shit go through LeBron, bro. And I wanted to ask one question to Nick. What did LeBron do this year that he wouldn't have done last year?
He wouldn't have won.
Made them playoffs.
He stayed healthy.
You would have stayed healthy. I'm not saying he would have won the championship, but all that bullshit you talked about.
What LeBron? Bullshit? What bullshit?
LeBron's over. LeBron's run is this. LeBron. It's so much so that I had to talk like if I was LeBron, saying that the championship go through me, bro.
A Lakers, hold on. A Lakers fan just said the bubble is something we don't even know historically. We're going to have to take it in context.
How?
He said some niggas in the bubble overperformed.
So that they want to do.
We
have to What's my man from Indiana? What's my man, TJ Warren?
Did I say LeBron or I say some
I'm
niggas?
I'm asking you a direct question.
No, LeBron. He did not overperform.
LeBron did what he did. He was with. That he did the 16 years prior to. The championship go through LeBron. Put respect on his name. Thank you, Mr. Disrespect.
The championship didn't go to LeBron last year. And if anything,
once he was hurt,
if we're talking about the decade, it went through more Golden State than LA. If you want to keep it a buck,
it went through LeBron James.
Yeah, Golden State
KD to go through that.
It still went through San Francisco.
And we don't Golden State
KD championship the way we respect some of these other championships.
And really? Golden State,
hold on, Sheldon don't respect this championship. Look at him.
Oh, I don't.
What'd you say?
Nobody listened.
I said you're right. Golden State did go through LeBron. I agree with that. LeBron is always going to be a factor. He regardless, and yeah, I think the bubble, this pandemic helped LeBron more than anybody else because he's the one that stayed fresh and he's the one that's going to stay mentally prepared.
LeBron is the hurdle.
Yeah, I want to read this super chat. Edward Owusu, you know your name, said the Clips window is closed. Kawhi's leg is still cooked and we'll still have to load manage. PG is a pumpkin. Still need a real point and rim protector. Look, I'll listen to the old NBA prediction episode that we did just to see, you know, what we were saying. And I vividly remember in that episode saying exactly what happened with PG, that he was going to disappear when it comes to the playoffs. I don't think any of y'all disagree with me on that. I want to address something what Shelton said before we get out of here about the bubble. I just want to remind everybody that the Lakers been the number one seed in the West all year, pre-bubble, post-bubble, pre-bubble, right? They had just found their momentum. They were rolling. They took a 2-month hiatus, as everybody did, and they struggled. They were not good when they came back into the playoffs.
It wasn't because people was questioning the Lakers. Remember, people were questioning them.
So pre-bubble was more advantageous to the Lakers than the post-bubble was based on how they performed. They got it together when it came to the playoffs. But we can't say that the one thing helped them more than the other because there were question marks.
Yeah.
A lot of they were playing their best. I never bought into that
struggle, though.
Huh?
I never bought into that Lakers struggle in the bubble narrative.
Oh, like, we're not saying you did. We did it, Manny. We're just saying, like, in general, you know, Lakers was losing some games. The way they were losing a couple of those games, people was like, oh, man, this ain't the same number one seed looking Lakers that we saw before COVID. So, yeah, people in general was just questioning the Lakers. And you remember at one point they was playing with the fact that, like, oh, Portland can actually beat them and eliminate them and, like, all that shit. So,
yeah, somebody on the show.
Yeah, people on the show said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did, right?
I will not lie.
Impossible.
Portland had my attention. Portland had my attention. I'm not gonna lie.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like people was questioning the Lakers going into the playoffs. Like when the bubble hit, they were like, can this Laker team make a run? Like people was questioning that.
So yeah, so for them to come out on top, man, having to reset and start over to regain that chemistry, I think it's dope. We hear about all the tales. And we'll probably hear more about how difficult it was to be in the bubble. It fucking sent Paul Jordan to depression. Like, the nigga had to go seek help. So the shit wasn't easy.
This is going
to
be a 30 for 30 in about 5 to 8 years.
It is. And
oh, yeah, I can see that.
Paul Jordan, we ain't going to be able to find him there either.
Come on, bro. ease up. If the Clippers find the right coach, they're gonna be back competing this upcoming
season. Who's the right coach?
We'll tune in next week at Dead End Sports to figure out.
There isn't one. There isn't one.
You better go get
D'Antoni. Oh, hell no.
I actually think Ty Lue would be good. I think Ty Lue can get him in.
You've been shitting on Ty Lue for like the last 3 months.
I never shitted on Ty Lue. I just said that it's LeBron obviously is going to take you there. Ty Lue ain't have to do much. Right, just like Kawhi can take you there too.
Well,
Kawhi can take you to the finals. He can
take you where?
He can take you to the finals.
Man, get the fuck out
he
of here.
He didn't take Toronto to the finals?
Get the fuck out of here. No. Nick Nurse.
He did. So he didn't take Nurse. Oh, my God. Can now you capping for real.
I'm just saying.
You captain cap today,
though. man. Hey, Manny, congratulations, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Well deserved.
No, you happy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we happy. Yeah, wish Kobe Bean would have been alive to see it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think that them winning, just winning it, period, meant more than them trying to win it in the Black Mamba jerseys. You know, I think they missed the mark with that. They really got lost their focus.
by trying to create a moment that they didn't even really need to create. But I still think, you know, they still I know B said, what is 5-5-5? That, I mean, they still kind of got it. You know, they were 5-5-5. I think they lost 5 total games in the playoffs. They were 4-1 in the jersey. That's 5. That's, you know, that's a numerology there that we can pull from it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to stretch it out a little bit. But anyway, man, shout out to everybody that showed up to witness what I hope was an entertaining show. Make sure you guys check out Manny, man, Any Given Sunday podcast, man, wherever you get your podcast. And where can they follow you at, Manny?
On Twitter at Manuel Brown, Instagram Manuel Brown, Facebook Manuel Brown, Snapchat ManyBro15. I'm out there. Look for me.
Oh, cool. So if you guys enjoy what you hear, man, check him out. So that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Serve.